Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli says building a community of common destiny is necessary for regional growth.
当今世界的政治经济格局已经和正在
At present, profound changes are taking place in global political and economic patterns. China and ASEAN have to strengthen cooperation, build a community of common interest, common destiny, and common responsibility with political mutual trust, integrated economies, and inclusive culture. Only by this can China and ASEAN effectively cope with the difficulties and challenges to achieve further development respectively.
According to Zhang, promoting political mutual trust is one of the top priorities so as to strengthen strategic links between the two sides. As for economic and trade cooperation, the Vice Premier has urged new efforts to upgrade the China-ASEAN free trade area and to promote the development of regional economic integration. Zhang also called on China and ASEAN to deepen cooperation in other areas.
进一步的推进国际产能合作。
We should push cooperation in international production capacity for mutual benefit and win-win results. China is willing to launch cooperation with ASEAN in fields like electric power, engineering, construction materials, communication information, among others, in order to enhance global competitiveness of the industries of China and ASEAN.
Meanwhile, cooperation in establishing an effective and convenient infrastructure network and China-ASEAN information hub are expected to be strengthened in the near future. The Vice Premier has noted closer cultural exchanges will be an impetus for bilateral relations.
进入密切人文交流合作，不断地巩固
China and ASEAN should work closely in cultural exchanges and continuously consolidate the foundation of good neighborly relations. It will be full of difficulties and setbacks during the current world economic recovery process. China is willing to work with ASEAN to make use of each other's advantages for mutual benefit and win-win results.
The expo, held from Friday to Monday, embraces over 2,200 companies from China and southeastern countries.Initiated in 2004, the expo serves as an important platform to promote bilateral trade and relationships between China and ASEAN. Bilateral trade between China and ASEAN increased over 8% year-on-year to $480 billion in 2014. For CRI, this is one way.